before discussing, really getting into the Mishnah, which is quite long, takes up almost the whole daf, and the backside as well, so there's a general introduction to the whole concepts of Shavuos, of oaths. So we know that a person has to keep what they say, you have to say true things. If a person would make a statement in the form of a Shavua, which would be like, you know, saying the words Shavua Bahashem, so then that makes it even more strict. If a person would make a false Shavua, not keeping a Shavua they said, that could lead to a punishment. The word Shavua doesn't necessarily have to be in Hebrew. It could be the angry language. A person could say, you know, I swear by the name of Hashem that I don't owe you any money. And the name of Hashem could be substituted with any other, you know, like a title you give Hashem, say Ribono Shalom, the Eibishter. Even if the name of Hashem is not mentioned at all, then the Shavua, it's still binding, but necessarily it's not as strict as a regular Shavua. And it doesn't even have to be the person says the actual words of the Shavua. If someone else says the words and then they answer Amen, it's as if that person said the Shavua himself. So it's just a general importance of keeping our words, and there's different types of Shavuas. So I saw in the Sefer Lamdeni Chukecha, so he goes and lists out what the different types of Shavuos are. So one type of Shavu is called a Shavu, it's Moda B'miktas, where a person would admit to a partial amount. You say, I owe you $100. They say, no, I don't owe you $100, I only owe you $50. So he takes a Shavua, that's the Moda B'miktas. There's a Shavua of an Eid Echad, that normally you have to have two Eidim, right? But if you only have one Eid that comes to support a person, so that can't make me pay, but I would at least have to take a shavuot in order to contradict the edus. So that's also a shavuot midoraisa. On a shavuot durabonon, you have such a concept like a shavuot heses, where a person can't force the other one to pay without proof. But sometimes the chazal made that the person who is being, you know, claimed against, he would have to make a shavua in order to deny. That's the case of shavuos heses. That's only a shavua derabanan. Another case you have is shavuos edus, which is going to be in the fourth parak, that you have to claim that you don't know the testimony that a person has. There's a shavuos hapikodon, right? You take a shavua that the person lent an object to you, and then you say that no, I don't have it. You never lent it to me. And then what Armish is talking about is shavuos bitui, which is where you're going to say you're going to do something. So there's different categories. The Mishnah is going to explain it, but just speak it out. There's a shavuos bitui lahabo, where you're going to say something that's going to be in the future. So it could be shavua b'Hashem, I'm going to enter this building tomorrow. Or Shavua B'Hashem, I'm not going to enter this building tomorrow. That's obviously talking about the future. You can have another category, Shavuos Bitui L'Sha'avar, for in the past, right? You say, Shavua B'Hashem, I entered the building yesterday. Or Shavua B'Hashem, I didn't enter the building yesterday. So what if a person would make a false Shavuos Bitui L'Sha'avar? So if it was done b'shogeg, so they have to bring a korban old of a yorid, which we'll explain as the Gemara quotes what exactly that means. If it was b'mezid, the person does it, then you get malchus for that. What about shavuos bitui lahabo, right? Say about something in the future. So if it was done b'shogeg, so the same thing is that you would bring a korban old of a yorid. And if you did it b'mezid, that you took a shavuos bitui lahabo, I'm not going to do something, and then I did it b'mezid, so then the person would get malchus for that, purposely violating that. There's other concepts, shavuos shav, but it would be something like that, you know, it's obviously untrue. If you would take something, you know, it's like a shavuos that this chair is really a pencil, or you could take a shavuos that's obviously true. If you say this chair is a chair, this pencil is a pencil, that would be a shavuos shav. If you take a shavuos not to keep a certain mitzvah, right, the person would say, I'm a shavuos b'Hashem, I'm not going to put on tefillin, right? So that's a shavuos shav, because you're not allowed to keep that shavuos. Or what if you take a shavuos that would be impossible? Shavuos b'Hashem, that I'm not going to eat or drink for an entire year. So if a person would do that, it's also a shavuos shav. What's the lav? The lav is losis Hashem, Hashem elokecha l'shav, right? The pasuk in the Seres Adibros. So if it was done b'mezid, then the person gets malchus. If it was done b'shogeg, then in fact the person is not punished for that. So that's a good introduction to get us out. But again, we'll point out as we go through, you know, the Masechta, we'll remind ourselves of these things. So begins the Mishnah. Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. So there's two types of Shavuos that are really four. If a person would, if we just spoke out, they're going to do something or they're going to not do something. So that really, the Torah is only talking about the future, but it was Chazal that says that no, that we could have on the past as well. So even though there's only two that are mentioned, Beferish, in Parshas Vayikra, nevertheless, the Chazal announced that there are four. So that's what it means, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. And now, once we're getting to this concept of Shtayim Shehein Arba, the Mishnah goes through a series of these. Yedios Hatuma, if you know that you were Tame. So there are really two that are mentioned. Shtayim Shehein Arba. So what are the two that are four? So one is in Parshas Chukas, in Perek Yutes. The Torah writes, Ve'ish asher yitma velo yischata v'nichruso hanefesh ahi mitoch hakahal ki es mikdash Hashem timei mei nida lo zorak alav tomehu. So that's one category of the person who was entering into the mikdash. Or what about if they had food that was tamei? So that's in Parshas Tzav. The Torah writes, Habos asher yiga b'chol tamei lo yechol ba'esh tisarek. You have to burn it. V'basar kol tohor yochal basar v'hanefesh asher tochal basar mizavach hashlomim asher lahashem v'tumaso alav v'nichos hanefesh ahi me'amel. So that's the second. So those are the two. So the Torah says you bring korbanos only in those cases where you forgot that you were tameh, and the Chazal say no, it's not only in those two cases, but let's say you knew about it and you forgot either the place you were entering was tameh or the food it was tameh. So that's two more that the Chazal added on. And then the Mishnah continues and says Yitzios Hashabis Shtayim Shehein Arba. So there are two categories of Hotsa'a that are two, which are really four. The cases where you have an Ani standing outside and you have a Balabayas, an Osha, who's standing inside. So the cases would be where one person does only one of the actions. Either the Ani reached his hands in and took out from the inside and brought it into Rishus HaRabim, or you'd have him sticking his hands in and the Osha would put it into his hands, or the opposite, where you'd have the Osher would stick his hands outside of his house, Rishus HaYochid, into Rishus HaRabim, and take the item up, or if he would stick his hands out and the Ani would place the object into him. So two which are four. Another one, Maros Negoyim, the different types of tzara'as that could be on a person's skin. So those are Shnayim Shehein Arbo. So the Torah says that there are two of them. And the Chazal understand that not only is the two that are mentioned in the Torah are tzaras, but there's like subcategories of those as well. So that is the Shtayim Shehein Arba. Es Sheyesh Bo Yediyas Techila V'Yediyas Besov V'Helem Bein Asayim. So now going back to this idea of a person was Tomei going into the Beis HaMikdash or where they're eating foods, korbanos. So if they had a Yediyah B'Techila V'Yediyah Besov, right, and then they forgot in the middle, Hareze Be'ole V'yored. So this is the special type of korban that's discussed in Vayikra Perakei. And depending upon a person's financial means, they would bring different types of korbanos. So if the person was an Austrian, they could afford this, they bring a korban from Son, right? They bring a sheep, lamb, a goat, whatever it is. But if they were a little bit poorer, so they bring Shtei Torn or Shtei B'nei Yona. It would bring these like types of birds. One would be an olam, one would be a chatas. If they were even poor, that dali dalin, they're so poor they couldn't even afford that. So then they would bring minchasola. They would bring a flower, right? So they, depending on it's these averas. So that would what's it called? Depending on your financial bringing. So when do you bring a korban olav yored? So there are three cases. Right, we're talking about here Shavuos Bitui, if it was done b'shogeg, or Shavuos Ha'edus, either Mazid or Shogeg, or if you entered in the base of Igdash, you ate Kodshim in the state of Tumah, if you did it b'shogeg. So those are the three cases that a person brings the Korban Olaviyori. So the Gemara continues, the Mishnah says, continues. Yesh bo yediyah b'tchila, ve'ein bo yediyah b'sof. So if you knew at the beginning, and then but you did it at the end, so in that case you bring Soyer Hanase Bifnim V'Yom Kippurim Toilet. So you bring a special sears the goat, right? It's done on Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur itself is toilet. Ad shivada lo v'yavi b'yorid. Until you become aware of what you did wrong, and then in order to get the full kippur, you bring the korban olav yorid. Ein bein yediyah b'tchila. I'm sorry, ein bo. Read that wrong. Ein bo yediyah b'tchila, aval yesh bo yediyah b'sof. If you didn't know the beginning, but you do, you're aware at the end of it. So in that case, so ir hanase b'chutz yom kippur mechaper. So the korban, the seal is brought outside of the kodesh and Yom Kippur is mechaper. Shneimar, it says milvad besides for chatas hakippurim. Besides the korban chatas that you bring. Alma shezeh mechaper, zeh mechaper. So the smichas is for the korban that's brought b'fnim and one that's brought b'chutz. So what each one, what one's mechaper for, the other one is. Mimash panimi ein mechaper ela al davar sheish bo yediya. So just like the korban that's brought panimi inside kodesh is only mechaper on something that you had a yediya. Safachitzon, even one brought outside, ein mechaper ela al davar sheish bo yediya, would only work for something where you had a yediya that you knew at some point, I mean, at the end, then that's when you knew about it, so you figured out, so then you bring the korban. Va'al she'ein bo yediya, but if you didn't have any awareness of what you did, lo b'tchila, b'lo b'sof, you didn't know at the beginning, you didn't know at the end, so what's the halacha? Si'iri ha'ragolim, v'si'iri rashi chadosh mechaperim. So the korbanos that are brought in Yontav, and the korbanos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, those are the ones that would be mechaper. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Seiri HaRagolim Mechaperin. So the korbanos that are brought on the regular mechaper, Avalo Seiri Rosh Chodesh, but not the korbanos that are brought on Rosh Chodesh. Vama Seiri Rosh Chodesh Mechaperin. So then, if it's not going to be mechaper for this, then what are you bringing it for? So now on Amud Beis, Al hatohor she'ochel es hatame. This would be mechaper for a person who was tohor, who unknowingly ate of food that was tame. So that's what the seir for the Rosh Chodesh is mechaper. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says kol seirim kaparoson shove. With all these types of seirim that we're bringing, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, whether it's Lord Golden, whether it's Yom Kippur, everything that they achieve is really the same. Al tumus mikdash kudoshav. For if a person would entering into the Beis HaMikdash when they were Tamei, or by eating foods, korbanos, while they were Tamei. Hi, Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Rabbi Shimon would say, Se'irei Rosh Chodesh Mechaprim Al HaTohar She'ochel Es HaTamei. So the korban, the se'ir was brought in Rosh Chodesh, that's a kapara for a person who was Tohar, but ate food that was Tamei. V'shav Ragol Mechaprim Al She'ein Bo Yediyah Lo B'tchiv Lo B'sof. And the korbanos for the Bran Yontav and the Rogolim, that's mechaper for a person who didn't have a yediya at the beginning or at the end, meaning no about it. For Yom Kippur and mechaper al she'ein bo yediya b'techila, aval yesh bo yediya b'sof. And the Yom Kippur one's mechaper for one you didn't know at the beginning, but he was aware what he did at the end. So Amalos, the Rabbanim said to Rabbi Shimon. Now here, just to be careful to clarify, Rabbi Shimon here is Rabbi Shimon Stam is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rashbi. Ma sheyikrivu zeh bo zeh. What would the halacha be? Could I be makriv one in the place of another? Right. So, in other words, if I brought it it was set aside to be for Yom Kippur, but I messed up and I brought it on one of the regalim instead. So amr lehen yikrivu. It's good. You can be makriv it. So amr loz. They said one second. Hoyo ve'ein kaparos and shava. But according to you, the kapar is not the same. Heich kraven zebazeh. So how could you interchange them? Why could you bring one for the other if the kapar is not really the same thing? Omer lahem, Sir Shimon says back, kulan boin lechaper al tumas mikdash kudoshav. They all could be switched around because ultimately it's achieving the same thing. It's coming to bring a kapar for tumas mikdash kudoshav. Sir Shimon ben Yehuda omer mishmo. So now Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is saying the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rashbi. Seire Roshe Chodosh Mechaprim al Hatohor She'ochel Es Hatame. So, the Seirim that are brought on Rosh Chodesh, that brings a Kippurah for someone who was Tohor and ate food that was Tame. So, Mosif Aleihim Shal Regalim. So, in addition to that, is the Kobonis for the Regalim, Shemechaprim al Tohor She'ochel Es Hatame. If a person was Tohor and ate food that was Tame, Va'al She'ein Bo Yediya Va'al Lob Tchib Lob. So it adds on that if you didn't know about it before or at the end. So you got what's the two versions of Rav Shimon? So according to the first way, you're saying Rav Shimon holds that each one of these Seirim, right? Rosh Chodesh, the Regalim, Yom Kippur. So it's really being a Kippurah for a unique case. And there's no overlap, right? Each one is by itself. But the second version, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, so in the way he explains Rav Shimon, no, that there's an overlap between the different korbanos, right? So it goes in the order of first the Regalim, then it goes Rosh Chodesh, and then it goes Yom Kippur. So each additional type is mechaper for another case, and it atones for everything that came before it in the list, right? Okay. Mosif aleihem shel Yom Kippurim shehein mechaperin al hator she'ochles hatomei. So the Yom Kippur ones goes even more than that, and it's mechaper for the tohor who ate something that was tamei. Va'al she'ein bo yedia lo b'tchila lo b'sof. Va'al, and additionally, she'ein bo yedia b'tchila aval yesh bo yedia b'sof. So even that case it is. So Amar lo, so the Rabbonim said back to Shimon, ma'u shikru zeh bo zeh. What's the halacha, whether if you had one korban set up for one purpose, could it be brought on a different day, right, in place of it? So Amar lehen, hein, yes, you could switch it. So Amar lo, they said Reb Shimon, im kein, if so, right, if you're true. Yehu shel Yom Kippurim kareivim b'roshei chadashim. You could bring the korbanos on Yom Kippur on Rosh Chodesh, right? Aval hech shel Rosh Chodashim kareivim b'Yom Kippurim. The chaper kapara she'ein shaloh. How could you the opposite? How could you bring the korbanos on Rosh Chodesh on Yom Kippur, right? So Shimon says, Amar lehem kulam boin lechaper tumas mikdash kadoshav. They could be all changed at the end of the day. Sof Maisa, they're all bringing kapara for tumas mikdash kadoshav. So therefore, even if each one brings a kapara for a separate case, then you could still do that. The Rambam in Hilchos Shkagos. Second, here it is. Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes, says the Rambam. Tumas mikdash kadoshav shahai lo yediyah b'techila v'lo hayelo lo yediyah b'sof. Seir Yom Kippurim nase b'fnim v'Yom Kippurim tolin ad shiyada lo v'yavi korban ola v'yorid. Okay, it's what the Gemara said earlier, that it's held in abeyance, right? It's told until you know about it, then you bring the korban ola v'yorid. V'she'ein bo yediyah b'techila, you didn't know it originally, aval yesh bo yediyah b'sof. So in the case we found out, so seir hanase b'chutz, that's the korban that's brought outside v'Yom Kippurim, a b'Yom Kippurim, v'Yom Kippurim mechaperin. So those will bring the korban for that. B'mechaper. Va'al she'ein bo yediyah lo b'techila v'lo b'sof. Seiri haragolim v'seir rosh chadashim mechaperin. So if you know it all, then those are the korbanos that were mechaper. Va'al zodon tumas mikdash kadoshav. Right, so what have you done? Purpose, separ kohen gadol, shayom kippurim mechaper, v'im haya mezid min ha-kohanim. From the kohanim, v'im haya yisroel, it was a yisroel who did the mezid, dam sir hanase b'fnim, v'yom kippurim mechaper, sh'nemar v'chaper al-mikdash, tumos b'nei yisroel. Mitumos b'nei yisroel. So that's how the Rambam summarizes the halachos from the Mishnah. Okay, so now, the Mishnah says, "Va'al zodon tumas mikdash kadoshav seir hanase b'fnim v'yom kippurim mechaperim." That's what we just read in the Rambam. Probably should have read the Mishnah before the Rambam. Okay, whoops. Al sha'ar averos shebetorah, but for other averos, the Mishnah tells us what do you do. Sahakalos v'achemuros, for the light ones, the heavy ones, the minor ones, the major ones. Hazdonos v'ashgogos, whether it was done on purpose or whether it was done accidentally. Hoda v'lo hoda, whether the person was aware of what they did or didn't become aware of them until after Yom Kippur. Aseh v'lo saseh, whether it was positives or whether it was a negative thing. Kresos and misos basin, whether it was kares to be cut off. Different opinions in the Rishonim as to what exactly does kares mean, whether a person dies early. Rahman al-Salam, their children would die early. Rahman al-Salam, when they lose their olam haba, whatever it is. Seir ha-mishtaleach mechaper. So the Siyam Mishtalech was sent to Azazel, that will be Mechaper for those Averos as well. Echad Yisraelim ve'echad Kohanim ve'echad Kohen Mashuach. Whether it's a Yisroel, whether it's the Kohen Gadol, regular Kohanim, or the Kohen HaMashuach, right? Ma bein Yisraelim le'Kohanim le'Kohen HaMashuach. So what's the difference then between the Kohen Mashuach? Ella Shahapar mechaper al hakohanim va'al tumas mikdash kudoshav. So the difference is that the kohanim get it through the par, that's the korban that the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur, right? And the Yisraelim get their kapara from the seirim, the goats. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Tshuva, the very beginning, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, says the Rambam, seirim ishtaleich lefi shehu kapara akol Yisrael, since this is going to be an atonement for everyone, Kohen Gadol misvada alav, he confesses everything, va'al loshen shekol Yisrael shne'mar v'hisvada alav es kol avonas b'nei Yisrael. Sir mishtaleich mechaper al kol averu shebetorah, hakalos v'achamuros, bein she'over b'zodom, bein she'over b'kshkoga, bein she'hodolo, bein she'lo hodolo, hakol mischaper b'sir ha-mishtaleich. So that's a catch-all. V'hu she'osa tshuva. But wait a second, don't think that this is the English phrase for a scapegoat, I just do whatever I want. No, it only works if the person does teshuva. The Rambam bring this at the very beginning of Hilchos Tshuva. Aval im lo asa tshuva, person doesn't, ein aser mechaper lo ela al hakalos, then only atones for kalos. Uma hein hakalos, ma hein hachamuros. So what is a kal avera? What's a chamur avera? Hachamuros, hein shechai malehem, mises bezin, o kares. So the more serious ones are the punishment we mises bezin or kares. Shavua shav, sheker, af al pi, she'ein behen kares, hare hen min hachamuros. So shavua says we're starting the mesechta. Even though there's no kares, it is a chamur avera. V'sh'ar mitzvahs lo saseh, any other negative mitzvahs aseh, she'ein b'hen kares, hein hakalos. Then by default, anyone the other lo saseh or the mitzvahs aseh, those are the kalos. But again, important to keep in mind as we begin learning Maseches Shavuos, the seriousness with them. Okay, let's just go finish up the Mishnah. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, Kishem shedam hasoyer hanasa bifnim mechapel ha-yisroel, just like the dam of the seir that was done bifnim inside of the Beis HaMikdash, kach dam hapar mechapel ha-kohanim. So too the dam for the Kohen Gadol ring would be mechapel for them. Kishem sheviduyov shel seir mishtalech mechapel ha-yisroel, and just like the viduy that he says is mechapel for the Yisraelim, kach viduyo shel par mechapel al-ha-kohanim. So too, the vidui that the Kohen Gadol says is mechaper on the Kohanim as well. This was really a throwback. All these Mishnayos, when you learn, they're separated. But our daf for today really just went through a lot of Mishnayos, and then the Gemara is going to continue now with really a question that usually is we start off with is, how is this the Hemshich of the previous Masechta? So Mirz Hashem and Daf Gimel, starting tomorrow, we'll discuss how this is really the continuation back from the Gemara had in Makos and Daf Chaf regarding the Peos and what the Isser was. So we'll just start reading the opening lines. Michti, Tanami Makos Solik. We're ending off on, we stopped with Makos. Maishna Atan is Shavuos. So how does Shavuos connect to that? Well, the connection is as follows. Mishum Tatani, Chayav Al Harosh Shtayim. There's one, you get two sets of malchus for that. Achas mikan va'achas mikan, right? From one on the hair that's adjacent to one ear, and one from there, meaning the hair that's on the other side of the ear, right? On the top of daf gimel, va'ahazokan, and on the beard itself, shtayim mikan va'achas milamata. So you have five, oh, there, two sides of the face and the one below by the chin. So therefore, you see that this same idea, because our Mishnah started off with the Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba, so it's continuing with this theme about multiple averos contained within one action. And then the last line says, Chada d'mechayev ala tarte. So you have one mice where you get two punishments for it. So then, continuing in this theme, that's why we continue now with Shavuos Tana, Shavuos Shtayim Shehin Arba. So that's why all of the beginning of Mishnah here in Shavuos talk about sets of halachas that are in the same type of formulation, where you have two that are really four. And then the Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow's Daf Gimel, will go through and elaborate upon exactly how the two become four. Okay.